times of trouble, what do? We open up our mouth and we give him praise. He is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And open up your Bibles. Today is Pentecost Sunday.
Lord, wreck this place. I'm asking.
asking you, Lord, to show this church how to really magnify your name. How to really, Lord, get to the heart of Jesus. Train us today, Lord, on how to develop the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. As always, Father, this is your show. Hide me behind your cross. Do what you know. Do what you do. Lord, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Touch your neighbor and say, I love you. Touch your neighbor and say, I love you. Touch your neighbor and say, I love you. Never know when you see your neighbor again. That's your neighbor. That's your neighbor. Hallelujah. That's your neighbor. You may be seated. Yesterday, we had the absolute honor and privilege to hit the community as a church, to be the church, to live the church, to do the church. And we hit the community. We took our broomsticks and our rakes and our shovels, our trash bags and our gloves, whatever we could take with us to get the community straight, to get to the road straight. Hallelujah. And as we hit the community, all of those that came were blessed. Now, I know the community was blessed, but we were blessed because we were in our purpose. Amen. And as we hit the community, some were able to be prayed for. We prayed for some. Hallelujah. And we were connected while we were praying with some. But it was one individual that we prayed for who stumbled upon us and was asking us questions. What y'all doing? What y'all doing? And we told her, we're cleaning, we're fixing it up. And she said, well, can I help? And we said, you sure can. You can help. And she began to help us. And she came over to me, she says, is this a church? I said, yes, it is. She said, I want to be a pastor. This young woman who was high on drugs said that she wanted to be in the ministry more descriptive. She said she wanted to be a pastor, which told me that there was a seed that was planted. Hallelujah. One plant, one water, but God will give the increase. We asked the young lady, can we pray with her? She said, yes. As we began to circle around her and pray for her, hallelujah, we laid hands on her. And you should have seen it. The intercessors were working with her. She was confessing with her mouth, believing in her heart that Jesus is the Son of God. But it was one of our intercessors, one of our elders, that noticed that she didn't give God all of her heart. Hallelujah. That she only had a part of it, but she didn't give it all up. And the intercessor, hallelujah, bear witness to a discernment that the girl, hallelujah, was being touched, that she was being trafficked. And the elder says, how long have you been touched? How long have you been trafficked? Hallelujah. And the young lady rejected the witness. She rejected the witness. And by rejecting the witness, she broke from the union, what we united as one. She broke from it. She got divided. She separated herself from it. Hallelujah. Because she didn't want to give God all. She didn't want to give it up. Hallelujah. And when she departed from us, she was looking for her weed. But one of our ancestors stuck their foot on it and covered that weed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She covered that weed up. You're not getting it back. Not once you've gotten God's love, you can't have it back. And the lady began to run. The young lady ran around looking for her weed, and she was making transactions right in front of us. And we began to pray in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What I realized is this. When you say no to the witness, hallelujah, you say no to a conviction. say no to the conviction. Hallelujah. You say no to a change. Am I talking right? If you say no to the witness, you say no to a conviction. And if you say no to a conviction, you say no to a change. Hallelujah. We see this going on in the city with all the unnecessary killings and deaths that goes on in our community. Hallelujah. Some of you, hallelujah, are victims of maybe your children or cousins or family members that have been victimized or are victims of murder. And people are going around because, and they're getting off and not being convicted because there's no witnesses. Everybody's afraid to bear record and be a witness to the crime. And if there's no witness, there's no conviction. And if there's no conviction, there's no change. And if there's no change, this thing continues to go on and on and on. This cycle continues, church. This goes on in your home. Those of you who have the promise, those of you who have the witness, you continue to find yourself in a perpetual cycle because you ignore the witness. You ignore the conviction. And then there's no change. Hallelujah. There's no change, and it continues to go on and on and on. And every time you wake up in the morning, you try to figure out how you're going to beat this thing. Yeah. It's the same thing you're battling over and over and over again. And it's disconnecting you from God. All right. Because you're rejecting the witness. Hallelujah. The witness. Witness. Hallelujah. To bear record, to testify, to state claim what you saw, what you heard. Hallelujah. The word witness comes from a Greek word, martyr. To be martyred. That means that I'm holding information, mother, that I believe, that I'm willing to die, then to deny. Martyr, I have information, I have witness to something that I cannot deny, that if I reject it, then I'm a liar. But I cannot reject it, so I would rather die than lose my testimony. Is there anybody in the house? Before Jesus died and rose again, he sat down with his disciples because they were worried. They were weary. They were worried because they were going to lose Jesus in the presence. They were going to lose Jesus in the physical. And they were worried. And Jesus says, let your hearts not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't so, I would tell you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And the place that I'm going, you know. They didn't know the way. They didn't know what he was talking about. And when I used to read this chapter, when I used to read John 14, I used to think that he was talking about heaven. He's not talking about preparing a place in heaven. He's talking about preparing a place in you. Y'all about to make me burn my throat. I just want five worshipers. Y'all. Jesus was explaining to them, hallelujah, that the place that I'm preparing is going to be fit for the Holy Spirit. He says, if you've seen me, now watch this model. If you've seen me witness, you've seen the Father. Because the Father is in me and I am in him. But I'm preparing a place so that we can dine in you, and you be in us, and we be in you. So you can no longer be afraid of losing me in the physical, because lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. Hallelujah. And he promised them that the promise of the Holy Ghost will be given to them by his Father in his name. Oh, it's going to come packaged in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the Comforter will be with you and bring back to your remembrance all that he has said. It is your helper. And he is there with you to bear record with you. Hallelujah. Fast forward in Acts. Jesus is with the disciples 40 days after his death. Somebody say 40 days.
40 days.
Woo! Touch your neighbor and say, I'm a witness. Hallelujah. 40 days, there is witness that hundreds of people saw Jesus. Eyewitness accounts of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Saw the man, touched the man after his death. And Jesus is telling the disciples, all right, get ready. Get ready. Because the promise is coming. Let me get this text. Let me get this text. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells the disciples, don't depart. Don't leave. Don't divide. Don't separate. Don't leave. Don't depart. Don't separate. Don't leave. Don't separate. Don't depart. Don't leave. Don't depart. Don't separate. Did I mention don't leave? Don't separate. Don't depart. Listen, this house can only stand when we're together. But divided, it cannot stand. Don't leave. Don't depart. Don't divide. Because listen, if two of you agree on anything, Jesus said, my Father will give it to you. If two of you touch and agree on anything, my Father in heaven will give it. Come on, if one can chase a mountain, then two can put 10,000 to a bunch. Come on, somebody, if we can be together, don't leave, don't depart, don't separate, don't divide. This house will stay. But wait. I need you to hear me, saints. He says, wait for the promise. I said, touch your neighbor because I need you in the room. Touch your neighbor and say, wait for the promise. Oh, sister girl, you know what I'm talking about. Wait for the promise. Come on, brother. You know what I'm talking about. Wait for the promise. Come on, saints. You know what I'm talking about. Wait for the promise. Come on. Wait for the promise. Anticipate. Highly anticipate the promise. Don't just sit there and be lazy complaining, then the prophet say, hey, yeah, come on. God is not microwavable. Come on, somebody. He wants you to wait. Come on, somebody. He wants you to be still for his promise. Come on, somebody. Humble yourself and yield to his word. Let every yes be yes and no be no. If he said you can have it, he means it. And that settles it. But don't you settle for less than his promise. But you better wait. Be still. I'm reminded in the word of God, hallelujah, in Genesis. And this is my own belief. This is my own belief. I'm like, where did you get that, Pastor? This is my own belief. But the Bible says when God created the heavens and the earth was void. And darkness was on the deep. Hallelujah. And the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. See, you hear what I'm saying? I believe that the waters had to be still. I believe the waters had to wait. They had to be still. And no. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because the Lord is a gentleman. He won't impose his word on his people or you until you are still. When the waters were still, hallelujah, the Bible says, let there be light. Yeah. And there was light, not the sun, not the sun, hallelujah. There was a resurrection power in the earth. Why you say that, Pastor? Because the sun doesn't come to the fourth day. Hallelujah. So the waters had to be still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I believe. The Bible says the Lord, David comes back later and says that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still. The water that waits, the still water. But watch what happens after the water was still. The Bible says he restores. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when you learn to sit your butt down and wait on the Lord, hallelujah, he's able to give you the promise that he promised you with power. But don't you settle for less than his promise, because his promise comes with power. He says, wait for the promise. Disciples in their own brains, because all we want to know, we don't want power. We don't want dunamis power. We want to know. Jesus, is this the time where you're going to restore Israel? The kingdom, are you going to restore Israel? And Jesus says, why are you so, that's not none of your business. That's the Father's business. The Bible is excusia. That's his authority. That's my business. Stay away from my fruit. That knowledge will puff you up. Choose love. Don't choose knowledge of your ego. That will kill you. He keeps that from you for a reason. Those are checks that you can't cash. But he said that you will be, don't worry about that business, that's the Father's authority. But he said that you will receive power, dunamis power, that's a different kind of power. Hallelujah, that's where we get dynamo, dynamite, hallelujah, fireball, explosion. Come on somebody, don't you want to have power to break some of that stuff up in your life? Don't you want that power to be able to charge your faith up? Hallelujah. When you're dealing with anxiety, the person that power that breaks all that up. He said that you will have dunamis power. Hallelujah. Dynamite. Hallelujah. Fireball. that you will have power shall fall on you. Hallelujah. He says this, but my Father, stay with me. He says, John baptized with water. That is an external cleansing. That is Jesus going into the grave. The water baptism is Jesus going into the grave. The water baptism is Jesus going into the grave. Hallelujah. But he says that you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is with Jesus coming out the grave. That is his power. Dunamis power. Resurrecting power. The Holy Ghost. He said you will receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now watch this. We usually think that when we get power of the Holy Ghost, we think gifts. And you don't get gifts. Because he gives gifts willingly for those who desire it. But in what we learned last week in Luke chapter 10, he says, don't praise your gifts. You should be thankful that your name is recorded in heaven. Don't get off on the gifts, because there are people who have gifts that won't make it. The gifts won't get you into heaven. Come on, somebody. Your faith in Jesus Christ will. And the Bible says, faith without works is dead. He will judge you by what you do, not what you say. No, excuse me. He's going to judge you by what you say, too. He's going to judge you by what you do, not what you know. Hallelujah. Jesus said you will receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The resurrection power. Understand. That's part of our salvation. I don't know if any of you are baptized in water. It's necessary. Jesus commanded it. But don't just stop there. Jesus told Nicodemus, marvel not. You must be born again. How do you be born again? Of the water and of the Spirit. Marvel not that I said you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it lifteth. And nobody knows where it comes from, but we can only hear the sound of it, the Holy Spirit. Y'all with me, saints? So guess what they did, family? Touch your neighbor and say, they waited. They waited because the promise of the Holy Ghost were going to make them witnesses. Did you hear what I just said? The gift of the Holy Ghost is not about having a bunch of gifts. It's about the purpose of having those gifts. And the purpose of having those gifts is that you are a witness of Him. Wait, how can that be, Pastor? Because the Spirit that you receive is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost bears records of Jesus' life. He lives. You know how I know? Because the Holy Ghost told me. He's a witness. The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, I got some saints now. The Word and the Spirit. And these three are one. And the Holy Spirit is in you. So that means that when you get the Holy Spirit, you can testify, you can be a witness that He lives. No other religion has the Spirit in you bearing record, bearing witness that Jesus lives. Why ain't never seen Jesus? That's because He's in you for those that receive. And He's here today. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that these disciples, 120 elders, were in the upper room for 10 days. You can't wait 10 minutes. I know I'm talking right, because I ain't getting no amens, but I took a loan out on TK's 10 amens. I took a loan out, so I'm going to get my amens. Oh. They waited 120 of them for 10 days. Then it was the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. 50. It is the day of harvest, for the harvest is plenty. Oh man, I wish I had some different little word. But the labors are few. It was a day of harvest. It was a day of Pentecost. It was plenty. And God had 120 of his people prepared to receive his spirit poured out on all flesh. Hallelujah. And while they were in there, hallelujah, waiting, praying, the Bible says that they were all, I wish I had somebody back there that heard me, they were on one accord. They were not divided. They were not separated. Come on, somebody. They didn't depart, but they were together on one accord, in one place. Can you imagine the explosion that I'm about to tell you? Spoiler alert. Not in the story, but in this place. Spoiler alert. Can you imagine what combustion can do? Due to this power can do? When you're on one accord in one place, can you imagine the dunamis, the dynamite? We're about to blow some stuff up on the devil's turf and rebuild it in Jesus' name. Oh yeah, I'm coming down your road. The Lord's going to explode some things in your life and rebuild it in Jesus' name. I'm coming down your road. There's some things that are going on in your life that need to explode. And we're going to rebuild it in Jesus' name. A home for Jesus to live. And they're in the room on one accord in one place. And the Bible says that was a sound from heaven. Do you understand something? That tells me that they were sounding on earth. There must have been a sound on earth for there to be a sound in heaven. So that means that the people, the Bible says, on earth as it is, what you bound on earth, you bound in. What you loose on earth, you loose in. There must have been a sound on earth, because the Bible says, suddenly, without warning. Come on, somebody. I didn't know it was coming. I didn't know it was about to happen. I was just praising the Lord, expecting what he was going to do, what he was going to do. And then the Bible says, suddenly. And I know when I say the word suddenly, because in the Bible, when Paul and Silas were chained, hallelujah, to the middle of the prison, the Bible says, as they praise the Lord, anyone, anyhow, the Bible says, suddenly. Anytime you see the word suddenly, you know the Lord is about to bust some stuff up. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Suddenly, the Bible says that the Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, the sound, boom, and it filled the whole room. Each one of them fell on the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that it was tongues of fire. That tells me that they were, that tells me that they were praising the Lord. See, some of y'all can't get a breakthrough because you're not willing to open up your mouth. Close mouths. But if you open up your mouth, you are allowing the fire. expecting an arrival of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but when my favorite team, when my favorite celebrity, when my favorite person arrives, we celebrate him. And we should do the same thing when we're celebrating a promise with power. And the Bible says it filled the whole room. And it fell on each one of them. And they began to speak in tongues, as the Bible says, as of fire. Dunamis. Yeah. Baptized in fire. No longer water. Because you know that stuff that you got inside you. Water ain't cleaning that. That all the hell that is going on in your communities, in your home, in your marriage. Water ain't cleaning that no more. Nor that soap. Nor that lipstick. You need some fire. Resurrection. Fire. And watch what I'm saying. The Bible says that as they begin to speak in tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. We walk around asking people, do you speak in tongues? Do you speak in tongues? I speak in tongues. No, you don't. The Spirit gives utterance. You don't do nothing. All you do is yield to the authority of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And some of you do a little bit more. Yield to the Holy Spirit. That relationship right. Get your mind right. Start using that Holy Spirit that He's placed on the inside of you. The fire of the Holy Spirit. And it fell on each of them, and they begin, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit does it, not you. Stop asking people if they speak in tongues. Ask them if they got the Holy Ghost. Stop asking them. Since you believe. And the Bible says that as they begin to speak in tongues, I'm going to use the word, hallelujah, I'm going to use the word prophesy. As they begin to prophesy in another language. Pastor, what you doing? Because they were speaking something where the people were able to engage and be drawn. Because the Bible says that they heard them speak in their own language. That means that that your witness, and they were like, this is a great miracle of God. Understand this. When people can recognize the witness that you are of Jesus' life because of your testimony and the resurrection of your life. Come on, you're still not dealing with drugs no more. You're still not dealing with that nonsense. You're still not messing around. God saved you from that. And people see it. They can see your witness, not because you're speaking tongues. They can tell you've been with Jesus because of what you do, how you act, how you talk, how you walk. Hallelujah. And all around, but understand, when they see Jesus, it's always going to be a small group that's going to hate. The Bible says that they had some young haters around talking about something. These dudes must be drunk, full of wine, hating on what Jesus has done in my life. And Peter stood in front of all of them and said, it's only 9 a.m., dude. Don't try it. It's 9 a.m. Don't you try it. This is the Holy Spirit, and this was prophesied by the prophet Joel. That in the last days that God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And my women will prophesy. And my young men will dream dreams. And my older men, hallelujah, will have dreams. Hallelujah, and visions. This was prophesied that this was going to happen. And Peter begins to preach to them the word of God. That Jesus, hallelujah, he begins to state claim. He begins to state witness that this Jesus that you crucified is both Lord and Christ. And he begins to state his witness that Jesus is not dead, but he's alive. He sits on the right hand of the Father. Let me educate you. The right hand of the Father is an office. It is the Father's power. His right hand is his power hand. That's why he created all the worlds with his right hand, which is the word of God. And as he begins to preach and state claim of his witness, hallelujah, the Bible says that the people hearing them, God convicted them. They didn't cast it down. They didn't deny the conviction. They got convicted. So when you get convicted, then that means you're open for change. And when they got convicted, watch the witness. Ooh, somebody, hallelujah. Watch the witness. They said, what shall we do? You got us. What the young lady should have said yesterday, but God's going to get her. What shall we do? And Peter says, baptize for the repentance and the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because the promise is given to you, your children, and those that are far off that the Lord God will call. That he will call. They received his witness. Witness causes a conviction, and the conviction causes change. Witness causes a conviction, and the conviction causes change. The reason why your marriage is jacked up is because there's no conviction. You're denying the conviction. You're denying the witness. You're denying the witness. The Bible says having an image of God, but denying the power thereof. Because it's for you. So not so you can speak in tongues. That's good. I love it. But it's for that you can be a witness to the world. And that's what those saints were. So now listen to me. The Bible says, I pray that there is somebody in this room that has been anticipating a promise from the Lord. I am not going to sell you. I'm not going to market you. If you're an individual that has been desiring something from God, and God has put it on the inside of you, and you're waiting on his promise, come to this altar. If you, and if some of you already got a gift, but if you want additional gifts and you've been waiting on the promise, you come to this altar. Because I'm telling you, today is the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost, when they were all in one room, on one accord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Give me fire up that music for me, my soul. tuning online, hallelujah. Today, we celebrate the day of Pentecost. That's where the day that the Holy Spirit fell on all flesh. That we no longer look to Jesus in the physical flesh, but we look for Jesus inside our flesh. He said that he will never leave us comfortless. That we will obtain the helper, and that he will bring back to our remembrance of what he says.
Yeah.
That we will no longer be powerless, but our power is that we are witnesses of his life. And if I know that he lives, then I know that there can be a change in me. Hallelujah. If you're tuning online and you want to give to this great ministry, go to our website at israellife.com, or you can text to give to Give Real to 73256. We love you. At this moment, we're about to be about our daddy's business. We don't care about knowing when the end time is coming. That's not in our business. But we shall receive. Holy Ghost is going to fall today. We pray that it falls in your life, and God bless you.